Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This feels like an amazing thing to talk about with this group of people. We want to talk about crying.
Yeah.
And like, just the stupid things you've cried over.
Could I ask a question to the boys in particular?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you cry? Nearly a daily thing for me.
That's why I'm a little nervous to talk about it with you in the room. Because like, we want to talk about the silly reason you cry. And I'm afraid you're just going to come uncorked and just spill a whole bunch of crap on us right now.
No, I don't cry. I won't cry right now. I'm not feeling it. It's not bubbling up.
You're not? Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
But like, I think I cry. For the longest time, I apologize to you, T-Hack. Because for some reason, I think you had told me that your wife kind of doesn't, because her parents are like, don't cry. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I thought you were the same. I thought that was something you had in common.
No, I cry way more than my wife.
Aww.
And now that I know that, I'm sorry that I always pegged you as a non-crier, because I thought you were just like, burr. But like, no, I think now you're kind of the other way. You're kind of
a softy for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you cry every day?
No. And I don't really cry. How do I say this without, I don't want to offend either of you two.
Oh, offend away. I'm fine.
I don't feel like I cry over really like anything silly or like light, but I will cry. If something's emotional, I will just let it go. But I don't cry easily. Like out of frustration, I don't really get to tears, but it's more like emotion, like touching something. Like my kids for sure make me cry. Does that make sense?
Are
you offended?
No, not at all.
Like crying over your kids isn't silly, I don't think.
Okay.
But like
there's certain books I can't even read to my kids.
Oh,
I'm like,
so
don't
sweet.
Even like, I can't even look at it.
Do you get own it away from me. The Giving Tree?
No, that's not one of them.
Oh boy.
Well,
but that,
don't.
I know. I remember.
I can't get through it. The tree just keeps giving and giving, mm-hmm. and that son of a, he just keeps taking from that damn tree until the tree's a stump, and it's
spoiler alert.
The book is from like the 40s,
no, I know,
Erica.
I've read it.
For God's sake. But I mean, and I don't know, is that a silly thing to cry over? Like, you got your kids on your lap and you're just like, but I don't, when I read that book, I don't like have the like tear and have to like pretend I'm yawning and get rid of it. Like at a certain point, I'm reading and it goes, when the cry hits you so hard that you like, you've been holding it down and then your body just has to take that breath because you're like in trouble. I have that cry. Like, I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
And it's just like, and then your son's like, hey man, I'm trying to go to sleep.
I'm three.
Right. 100%. He's like, it's just a tree, dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you don't understand. It's about the selfishness of mankind or whatever. And you're like,
right. You don't get it. You're a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we're setting up this topic well.
Oh, I've got a good silly thing that I've cried about.
What makes you cry?
Oh, well, everything, but mostly my frustrations. No, but this week I was watching the Alex Cooper Hulu doc. Oh,
so good.
I cried watching her do the opening night of her tour. I don't know her.
I cried watching that doc as well.
Did you cry?
Not at the same time.
The much more serious stuff. Yeah.
I
was just really proud of her. And also,
you cried like you know her, like you're proud of her.
So proud of her. I was like, this is so cool. Look at all these women screaming for this girl who just
talks
about life and about relations and other things.
Okay. Here's,
I was really proud.
I want to do this. If you're, there's a thing on this list. I got to get it out right now. The weird things you cry about. Bluey is number one on the list. Yeah. Isn't that a kid's show?
It is.
How would it make you cry?
It's well done.
Oh, you, isn't that a kid's book?
Okay. It's okay.
It's not different.
It is. It's okay. It's different because I think Shel Silverstein wrote that not so much as a kid's book, and it became a kid's book because it's illustrated and stuff. But I think it was about how selfish men are. Bluey's just like, dur, dur, dur.
No. Each Bluey episode has like a life value in it.
Yeah, and you Bluey's cry?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What?
Yeah, seeing the kids and the parents, and they deal with just like you're going through. It's very much a kid's show, but there's stuff for the parents.
Are
in
the
it too.
Kids crying?
No. No.
So it's just the kids are like, yay, Bluey, and then there's just sobbing parents.
Because the kids don't know the deeper meaning, much like the book.
Okay, all right. So are you saying when I feel pent up?
Yeah,
and the therapy session hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. Pop in Bluey.
Yeah. And they have Australian accents. You'll love
it. That's so great.
You will love it.
Put shrimp on the Bobby. Yeah. And then you're like,
your accents make me cry.
I thought that was going to be a good one. No. It wasn't.
What? That accent?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You should cry because that sucked and you just ruined our show.
I don't cry if people are mean to me. I cry if I'm mad. Proud.
Okay. We're going to keep going around the room and talking about the stupid reasons we cry, but we want to hear yours too. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Every time I open TikTok.
Oh, Aaron, please don't.
Okay, hold on. First off, I have lessened my crying. Thank you so much. I've gotten emotionally harder.
Not cried on the show that much recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
But every time I get on TikTok, I pretty much cry. There was one video specifically.
TikTok?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was a bride.
I cry at every bride.
Yeah. She's doing the father-daughter dance. And the song is a surprise to her dad.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to describe it. It's the dad's grandpa singing with his mom, who passed away like 20 years ago, and he is also in it singing. It's so cute. I was a wreck.
That is that would
I'd like I'm sitting here. I'd like I now have to find it.
Yeah,
and you're just sitting on the toilet looking at TikTok, just bawling.
Is that where you talk?
I would think
anywhere, toilet, kitchen, everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, it was beautiful.
Have you been following Tiki the dog?
Not that I'm aware.
I'll send it along to you. Okay. I sobbed a lot.
Oh, no.
All right. Do you have any more you want to cry about? There,
yeah, I remember the first time. I also DJ like in clubs. And the first time, this is way back in when I was in Iowa. I got to DJ, send in a mix that they were going to play on the radio. And they played it. And I went into the parking garage where in my apartment. And I sat in the car and listened to myself DJing on the radio and wept.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Wept. That was terrible. It's like, get this guy off the radio. No, I was like so moved by it. Yeah. I'm just sitting there, people are parking, and I'm like, just go ahead. Like,
did your puppy just die? It was like, I'm on the radio.
I know, yeah.
Okay. I promise to not be a jerk to everybody who calls, but if you've cried over something stupid
or just silly
or impactful, we'll take any of them. We just want crybabies on the phone. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we gonna cry or are we gonna make it through it?
I mean, these are the reasons other people have cried, so maybe we won't cry.
I'll probably cry.
Yeah, I might.
Tia cries at the drop of a... Ashley?
Yay.
Cry. Why are you crying?
I am full-blown agreeing with Bluey. There is an episode of Bluey named Sleepy Time that if I even just hear the music, I am sobbing like a baby.
Oh my gosh. It's called what now?
Sleepy Time?
Sleepy Time. Oh. Yes, it's about Bingo and she's trying to sleep in her big girl bed for like the first time and it's just a night in their house and it makes me feel so seen as a parent of two kids.
See, Bluey's awesome. You gotta get into it.
But
he doesn't need to. He has no children. What's he gonna do?
Sit at home and what children? What are you talking about?
Sorry. You don't have little kids.
Do you know something I don't know?
You don't have little kids.
You're right. So the optics of me just sitting in my house by myself.
Crying at Bluey are not great.
Not
you're
great.
At an advantage, though, because then otherwise you're a parent of little kids crying with your kids there watching, so you could just cry by yourself.
Peyton?
Yay.
Cry. Why are you crying?
I'm crying when I see little old men eating alone in public.
Oh, my God. You're going to get Erica.
I went to the UPS store today. I held a door for an older man. He was alone. And he said, I should be holding the door for you, not the other
one. Oh my goodness, stop. They're so sweet and so sad, and I just can't.
But Peyton, okay, Peyton, darling love kitten, and Erica, they could just be alone at that moment. Like,
I don't care.
You're putting the backstory on it, just like you just killed my kids a second ago.
Yes, like, I am. And it's what's going to make me cry, too.
Is the backstory that may or may not be true.
Right.
Yeah, this is just like the time in Costco when I saw the woman and I was in tears and then her husband walked up.
Yes! Cause
and then they started fighting.
No!
None of this is sad.
Because I'm going to say this. Oh, no, I shouldn't. But there are like... There are people who've lost their wife and they're very sad. And there are people that have lost their wife and they're like, yeah.
Slacker.
Because she'd just be nagging at me and it's just like, wow.
But they don't deserve to be alone.
I'm going to go check out the honeys at the UPS store. And you fell for it.
No. He doesn't even get you.
Thank you, Peyton. That's gorgeous. She won't even let me go eat alone.
No, I don't want
First
you
off,
to go
I'm not
alone,
old.
But you're also sad.
Yeah, your kids.
Yeah.
I'm sad because of my kids.
I don't know what happened to them.
Tara.
Hi.
That makes me cry. Why do you cry?
Arms of an Angel. Every time they play that song, I imagine those poor little puppies that need that are abused and need saved. Oh my God!
Can you imagine what Sarah McLachlan feels? Because she probably wrote it.
She feels rich.
Oh, she probably does get paid.
Definitely. Yeah.
But like, we'll call her
for the donation. What are you asking me for? She's rich.
No, but like, did she write it for a funeral? I mean, what do you think the intent was? Because
I've never really listened to it.
It is now 100% synonymous with sad dogs. Like,
exactly,
you cannot hear that song. Like, I remember Iris from Goo Goo Dolls, and then they used it in some Nicolas Cage weird movies. Maybe it was Nicolas Cage where his wife died or something. And it's like, you can't think of anything but a dead wife with that song.
She wrote it as a response to the death of Jonathan Melvoin, the touring keyboardist for the Smashing Pumpkins, who died of a heroin overdose.
Okay.
Oh,
or puppies.
All right. Thanks, Tara. Al.
Yay.
What makes you cry?
Just thinking about 4 years ago. I'm going to try to get through this without crying.
Okay.
So about 4 years ago, I got the coronavirus and I ended up in a coma. And I was in there for 14 days. When I woke up, I was a vegetable. I had to learn to walk, talk. I didn't talk for 2 months. I had to learn to eat. I was on oxygen for a year. But my wife nursed me back to health. So she really did a lot. She had a lot of patience. She, you know, I literally could not get out of bed without wearing these straps so she could lift me. You know, she'd shower me, all that stuff.
You had to start all the way over like a baby.
You don't even know, bro. Like, it was really hard. I have a really good boss. He took care of me, paid the bills. But at the end of the day, if I would have died, I would have left my wife that I that I met in the sixth grade. We have four kids and nine grandchildren. We moved to Colorado on a job to do plumbing. And we don't know anyone here. We're all family. So she would have been stuck so hard that she would have had to go back to California and live with her parents in the living room. Like, it would have been horrible. So, you know, I look at her and I think about it sometimes and I break down. So,
but dude, you didn't die.
Yeah, you're here.
I know, but you know, it's huge that I'm here because I shouldn't be. I got a job offer that I never thought I'd get, and 20 years later, boom, I'm doing it. I'm doing great. You know, so I told her, I said, look, we never live. We're going to live now. So I've taken her to 15 concerts. I bought her a truck. I bought a camper. I got this big old giant tribal tattoo on my chest and arm. And I'm here.
And you're living, baby.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow. Thank you, for calling.
I've talked to you guys. I've talked to you guys like four times when Steve was there. It's nice to hear you guys on the radio. You guys talk about really good stuff that get to our heart. And when my wife,
all right, dude,
teacher,
cool it. we're all gonna cry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Time once again for it's supposed to be the news of the day, the hard news, the non-goofy stuff that we get to, but it's really just become how bad does Erica suck at singing a jingle?
What?
You go first.
News. News. News.
No.
News.
No. That was our best song yet.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
News. Or no.
I don't think I realized how classically trained Tiak is because he did the thing where, I don't know if you know this, but when you're singing, they teach you, like, if you have a vocal coach, they teach you to do things with your eyebrows to pull your pitch up and stuff. He was like, no, he looked like a Mormon tabernacle choir, kind of.
Be careful.
It was like, yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Aluminum linoleum.
Oh, my. Well, he is a theater kid. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Okay.
Today is the summer solstice.
Oh!
It is finally actually summer.
Is it?
Yes.
I think there's a time, though. Do you know what time? I thought it was like at 10:42 tonight or something.
Oh.
10:42 Missouri.
Yeah, 10:42 Missouri!
I don't know if there's a...
But do you know what the solstice means?
9:42 p.m.
There you go.
Oh, sorry, 8:42 p.m. local time. Solstice is the longest day of the year. And like when you have the most light. My sister did get married 5 years ago on the summer solstice.
She did?
Happy anniversary, Kelly. Tiny backyard wedding because it was COVID.
But
it was cool because we were all like dancing out in the back. I mean, there were like 10 of us left dancing in the backyard and it was still kind of light out at almost 10 p.m.
No way.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It does stay like it'll be 9 or something tonight, right? Here, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but then it's all kind of downhill every day.
Every day gets shorter until
the winter solstice.
Which is?
I think isn't it December 20th?
First.
Okay, well, I was very close.
Right, but that's not what this is. This isn't news or close. This is news or no.
Enjoy your extra sunlight today.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some sad news. Ann Burrell, the Food Network star, she's a chef on there. She's on a ton of shows. She's got the blonde hair.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know her name. I apologize to her, but I knew her
right from
seeing.
She's always on the shows where people suck, though. I think.
Like worst cooks in America.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah. I think she was the main person on that show. I don't know.
What's the show where they bake real bad and then at the end they go, oh, it's nailed it.
Oh. Where they show it and it doesn't
I don't think
look
she was
right?
on that one.
Yeah. Who was it? I thought I maybe know. She was on that too. I thought she was just on the shows where people cook bad. Cause it's like they show you in the center of the room what a cake's supposed to look like. And then everybody has to go bake that cake. And it's all just like nuclear accident versions of that cake. Maybe she wasn't in that.
She's not on that one, it doesn't look like.
Never mind. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a guest judge at one time.
Gotcha.
Well, a few days ago, she was found unresponsive, unfortunately, in her shower. Her husband found her there. And now it's coming out that apparently there were an unspecified quantity of pills found near her as well.
So sad.
Yeah. So her husband was the one who called 911 on her, and it is for sad. She was 55, I believe.
Too young. Whoa.
Very young, yeah.
So young. And was she kind of... She wasn't in bad shape. Some, you know, you got the chefs that run the like gamut of like real fit or like I sample everything I've ever sent out kind of.
She, I think they're saying it was cardiac arrest. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It is sad, yeah.
My shoot.
Hey, can we hold it together? I know it's summer solstice.
Well, that's the hard news.
I know it's Friday.
I am one shoe right now.
Okay, all right, Cinderella. What, do you have something?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening.
Costco fans, aka customers.
No one's using a nope on this one. Go, okay. Go.
They are fighting for this to return to the food court for the summer.
What is it?
Could you guess?
I'm going to say this. And this is going, there are Costco purists out there that will probably want to hurt me at this point.
Okay.
You understand, I love Costco.
You love Costco.
I could not love it any more than I do.
Okay.
I've never eaten a single thing there.
You're lying.
And when I say that, I say, and I mean, I've never eaten a single thing there.
You haven't done the samples?
I've never had a sample. I find samples so off-putting because people just stand there. It's when all decorum is lost and people just stand, like, they stand right next to the thing and they're just shoving food in their head. Just, it's so unappetizing to me.
Some of us are hungry, Slacker.
I know, but just walk away and make your smacking sounds farther. It's so off-putting to
me. But you have to do the dance with the salesperson. Like, oh, you know, what aisle is this in?
No,
I'm going to pick some up.
And then you never pick it up.
Right, but you have to do the dance.
Right.
No, what I've done, I remember they were sampling Unreal bars, which is like a weird, it tastes like a Mounds. It's like coconut and chocolate.
Okay.
And everybody was like, oh my God, that's so good. I walked over and I bought them. I trusted.
Instead of trying.
No.
Or like, yourself. You know, like, not all of us have the same disposable income that you have, Slacker.
Get some for me. What are you doing?
I have them. I'll bring you some.
We're here starving.
But then again, like I've heard, amazing deal on the hot dogs.
No, the hot dogs are so good.
It's like $1.50 for a hot dog and a Coke.
We are considering doing this as our date tonight.
Oh my God. And their pizza. I've heard their pizza's unreal.
Pizza's pretty good.
I've never had anything. I've never put food in my mouth. I have eaten half a bag of cheeseburger flavored potato chips in the parking lot because I just bought them.
Super alarming because that means that bag was the size of your body.
It is so big.
Yeah.
I strapped it into the passenger seat and just ripped his little head open and just started hung, 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 hung. Anyway, what's in the food court? That's
people are just asking for them to bring back the $1 churro because they removed the churro and...
Oh, it's a summertime only? It's a seasonal?
No, they just removed it. And so people are saying, please bring it back for the summer. We want our churros.
Churro, churro, churro.
Okay, Tiak?
Yes.
We have time for one more story.
Okay.
Now, I'll let you do it, but if you're bringing it back down, we're going to end on churro chant.
Good evening. Finally, some good news. As Lucasfilms announces... They are postponing the new Star Wars movie. Woo! Yeah, boo!
Why are you excited about this?
I hate him so much. And here's the deal. He knows what I'm going to do. I have no choice but to nope him right now.
It is Friday.
But he's already gotten it out there. You son of a...
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is everyone ready to feel good?
Oh. I feel like someone's going to have my story, but yes.
Do you want to go first?
No, in that case...
Hold on! It's Feel Good Friday!
Yay!
Let's explain what it is.
We tell stories that make you feel good.
Oh.
Feel Good Friday kind of is self-explanatory, Slacker.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's... Okay. Is it because it's Friday?
It's when it's Friday, and you want to feel good.
Okay. Yeah. So, non-negative slanted stories.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Okay.
No, I won't. Go ahead, Erica.
No, I feel that Aaron should go first. I went first recently.
Okay.
My story.
Say the state.
Comes out of Colorado.
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah. Shout out.
Okay.
Yeah. Specifically Douglas County.
Oh my God.
It's my county.
Oh my god.
Specifically.
That scared me.
I thought you were like, this is my story. This is,
it still could be.
Yeah.
Local man puts up basketball hoop, then complains when other people play on it.
Easy.
That one feels like a good Friday.
Yeah. Diddy Parker up my butt.
No, this is about an 8-year-old daughter or an 8-year-old girl.
Okay.
Named Adriana. Okay. Her father experienced a medical emergency at home. She didn't panic. She took action. She picked up the phone, called 911.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And calmly spoke to dispatchers. Okay. This story, they're about my friends.
Oh.
John is going through a lot right now. He has brain cancer. He's a veteran, and they think that he got this cancer from his deployment.
Oh, my God.
And this family is absolutely incredible. And Adriana and Juliet are amazing young girls, and I'm so proud of them. And I'm so proud of John and Faith for raising them and getting through this with grace. So sending them so much love and good vibes.
And he's doing...
Yeah, he's doing okay right now.
But she saved him with the 911
call. Yeah. Wow. And it is so funny because it's all taped, like the call's recorded, the police officer, the body camera, whatever. And she freaks out because a moth lands on her hand. But even through that, she's like, oh, let me get it off and then I'm good.
Oh. Okay. Well, you've set the bar.
Yeah.
Wow. And you wanted to go first?
Wow. I mean, who wants
I
to follow?
I triple dog dare you! Okay, I'll try. I'll go.
Okay.
I want to say something. This story made me cry when I read it earlier today, and now it won't.
Okay.
Because Aaron, okay. There is a man in Denton, Texas. He's a mailman. And every day on his route, he walks by a 70-pound, I believe it's a retriever. And he, the dog comes running out. He's a 70-pound dog named Floyd.
Hmm.
And he's become friends with the dog, delivering the mail every single day. The Vietnam veteran owner of Floyd just passed away.
Hmm.
The mail carrier instantly hauled butt to the dog pound and adopted the dog.
Oh, that is going to make me cry.
So Floyd is no longer on his route. He's waiting for him at home every single day.
That's beautiful. Okay.
Feel good Friday.
We are all emotional today.
Okay, here we go.
I've got another dog story.
Oh my God. Mm. Okay.
I don't know where this one comes from.
Okay.
But there was an adoption meet and greet happening. It was hosted by an animal rescue. And one of the dogs broke away from the crowd and walked straight up to a man, sat down, looked him in the eyes, and put her paw on him.
Oh.
She just sat there. She wasn't trained to do this at all. And then within moments, the man's wife came running up to the shelter and said, "My husband's either about to have a seizure or is having one right this moment." And
shut
yes.
up. It's not a trained diabetic dog.
No. I don't know if this was a diabetic seizure, but
yeah, I mean, they can also smell for, I don't know if smell's the right word, but like
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the man had a seizure, and because they were aware it was going to happen
because
of this dog, they were able to help him.
Whoa. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they couldn't adopt this sweet dog though, because they already had three at home. But
what were you doing at a dog adoption event?
The other ones aren't helping him.
Oh, good point. Well, they weren't there with him at the moment.
Hey guys.
Sorry.
Aaron with tears still in her eyes said,
"You know what? Put down the other dogs."
They're not doing anything.
Oh my gosh.
Just happened.
Also, the dog actually seems to still be available for adoption.
Okay.
So look up Sienna, S-I-E-N-N-A,
okay.
dog seizure story, and you'll find the adoption stuff.
Nice.
Okay. Hack?
My story is also out of Texas.
Okay.
Fort Worth, Texas. Laura Wiley is a 17-year-old, hours away from her high school graduation. when her kidney became infected it turned into severe sepsis. So she had to go into the hospital the night before her senior graduation. And so she was going to miss her graduation. The doctors and all the nurses, everyone on staff there said, no, you're not. They allowed her to dress up in her full cap and gown. They live streamed her graduation. So she was able to hear her name being called. And they also decorated the room for her. So they threw their own high school graduation for her.
And now everyone's crying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. For the topic right now, we've chosen dating disasters. And you ask yourself, how did we come about choosing dating disasters? Well, Tia came in to me and said, we don't know a lot about Erica's past. Let's do dating disasters.
Oh, well, that's all I had. So that's interesting.
I knew it.
Do you want to talk about the guy I dated for a year who... I don't think dates women anymore. Anyway.
Do you think you shoved him over or?
Probably. Okay. Knowing me.
Okay. But like it's for me, it's not just that, but it's like, have you ever had like just the date itself be like.
Well, okay. I have to tell you guys about the story of what I witnessed the other day. But first I will tell you, I think the worst date of my life. I go to meet this guy. It's like 3 days after Christmas. So in that weird in-between time.
Ew.
And he's like, yeah, let's like grab a drink. And he's like, let's go at 9 p.m. First of all, I'm like, ugh, that's so late, but whatever.
Oh, because he's trying to be the last thing on your calendar.
Maybe.
Smart.
Okay, you too.
No, but I never thought of that. Because if you do a 6 o'clock date or drink.
I might be like, I'm going to meet friends.
Yes, but it's like, he's got, if he's gonna... It's like, you don't have other plans. Oh, you have a work thing? No, you don't. It's 10 now.
Yeah. Well,
why don't I just come home with you?
I wish I had a work thing after this. So I get there. He's like 15 to 20 minutes late.
Oof.
And it's fine. I like have a drink. The moment he sits down, I'm like, this is not going to be good. He proceeds to talk about how much money he has and about his car.
In a positive way?
Well, so he's bragging. Yeah, he's bragging. And then he's like, yeah, my car. To the point where I'm like, do you make love to your car? Like, this is so extreme. It is clearly not a match. I felt that he understood that as well. We go to leave and he's like, well, I'll walk you to your car. No. And he does. Because like, what else do you say? No, I'm good.
Yes.
Well, I think I did try to say that. And he was like, oh, you know, the parking lot, tiny, by the way.
I don't want you to see my car.
And then he's like, tries to kiss me.
He didn't lean in. Oh, no.
And I dodged. And then he's like, well, do you want to see my car? And I said, no, I'm good. Thank you. And then next day, he's still cold. It was like, want to go out again? And I was like, no. Sorry, he didn't call. He texted.
He literally didn't see any of the signs.
He thought the signs were hitting all green lights. And boy, was he wrong. I think I went home and cried after that date, actually.
What? So you just reeked of desperation enough that he thought, I can land this one.
I just think that he was like a inflated ego kind of guy. He just thought every woman would want to see his car, which, by the way, wasn't anything special.
I thought you didn't go see it.
I didn't. But the way he talked, I think it was just like a normal car.
It's a Nissan Altima.
Okay, yeah. It might have been like a Mercedes, but still.
Okay, well then.
It wasn't worth it. Okay.
Okay, let me ask you this. Which is worse? I went out on a date with a girl. Like, and what steakhouse is it? Maybe Chop House? It might be Chop House. Okay. Where they have like butcher block, like the butcher paper on the table.
Okay.
They just, I don't know why they do that, because it's the Chop House. So like, they're calling it like, so it's just got that. Anyway, so you can draw on it. Like when, like you're just sitting there and you got the white paper over your tablecloth. And
did they bring you drawing utensils?
Sometimes. Like,
did she request crayons?
I think they sometimes just throw crayons on the table because, well, she was a child. And no.
Stop, that's not funny.
I know.
That's very disgusting.
Okay. But so I think sometimes they just write the specials or like oysters, Rockefeller. Oh, okay. And like, and then you just have these crayons. You're like, oh, and you're drawing little penises or whatever. Like you're.
Of course.
Right.
What else would you draw?
Right. No, you're drawing while you're, but we're on like a first date. And I look over and she is writing her first name with my last name over. And this is the second time I've met her. Our first date. She was like a bridesmaid in a wedding. I was a groomsman. And we were like, we should go out. Yep. She's writing her first name and my last name.
Did you run?
I'm at the Chop House. I know people. Like, we had to stay. Like,
I know people.
No, yeah. But I mean, it's like,
you couldn't just like.
I'm not going to jet. I can't leave her. I like, yes. So I had to sit through the date. And I'm just like, and I see it. And she won't stop. She's like, her last name hyphen my name. Like, she was.
I don't even do that with my new last name, by the way.
That's right.
I'm practicing.
Right.
But so you met her at a wedding, though. So yes. She had it in her mind.
Yeah, her like ovaries were like, wong, wong, wong. And plus, obviously, I'm drawing penises. Well, right.
And her hand felt too limp.
And you have a
light.
Great car.
Well, it was the car.
Okay, listen. Whatever it is, if you've got a dating disaster, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text. I want to hear the other story.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You want me to tell it?
Well, you said you have a story that you witnessed.
Have you ever been sitting at a bar and you're watching a date and you're like, this is the worst date I've ever witnessed?
Almost constantly.
And you know what? I've been on the other side of that. I know 100% for sure. So I felt really bad for this girl. She shows up. She slams a drink. And my fiance and I are like, whatever, it's Friday night. She then is sitting there waiting and a guy walks in and you can loudly hear the like, so good to meet you. Thanks for meeting up. Like, it was really good to match. Like, it's an app date.
Yep, yep, yep.
She slams another drink.
Ooh.
And this guy suddenly starts, he's talking about his intramural like softball team to the point where she's not getting a word in because this is so important to him. And then he ordered a beer.
Where'd they go?
My God.
Did they win it all? Or? Okay, sorry. Sorry, you're right.
He orders a beer. He starts drinking it. And then he starts telling her, like, well, this is my first beer in, like, 6 months or something. And she immediately feels bad and is, like, apologizing for being, like, we could have met somewhere
else. Oh, because it was her idea to, no.
And it's fine. And then he's, like, yeah, beer doesn't really make me feel good. And so then she like feels, she's slamming drinks and she's probably embarrassed. And they did leave together, but the entire date was 25 minutes.
It was Tinder then. She was just...
Maybe it was Tinder. Yeah, you think so it was like truly just a like...
Yeah, we're just going to scratch an itch.
But
I'm sorry that you...
I don't know if that's what Tinder's for anymore.
They're trying to make it not that. Trust me, I was on it. That never happened.
If I was this girl, I would have kicked that man in the shins and left. I just want you to know. He was so rude.
He's probably
to her.
Wearing shin protectors.
Oh my gosh, that is softball game.
I'm just going to say, you sound like you're predisposed to, if his conversation isn't right up your alley, you're like, because you didn't like him talking about his softball team.
Oh,
you didn't like
record?
This guy talk about his car. Mm-hmm. Like,
this girl wasn't doing herself any favors either. But he was really rude to her and I felt sad. You guys, I wish you could have been there. I was sweating. I was texting my sisters like, this is horrific, and I know I've been that girl before.
When all else fails, get a napkin, draw a penis on it.
See how everyone responds.
Doing it right now.
Am I allowed to say that word as many times as I've said it? It is an anatomical.
Unclear. Yeah. We'll see if you're here.
Okay. If you've had a dating disaster, we'd love to hear what went wrong. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about dating disasters. And rather than just spend the whole rest of the show examining Erica's life.
It was rough before my fiance, I'll tell you that.
But did you... Oh, man, I can't tell you this on the air. I forgot to tell you guys why the date that I was on. I don't ever want to say my last name on the air, but it's she really liked the sound of her first name and my last name. So she just wouldn't stop writing it. But if I say it out loud, then you'll...
It's really creepy.
It's beyond creepy.
That's not something you do on even like a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th date. If I did it now, my fiance might find it cute.
But like when you were talking about the date you went on where it was an obvious not connection.
Right.
And then he still went in for the kiss at the end.
Right.
And then still contacted you the next day.
And asked me to see his car.
Right. My esthetician that used to like fix my face, I remember she went out on a date and she was like, we sat down, we were like Wash Park Grill. It was awful. We knew right away. And then I was like, I'm going to go. She was like, I got to go. And then he's like, well, I didn't bring my wallet.
No.
So she paid for the drink and then she left. And she said when she got to her car, he sent a D pic from the bathroom of Wash Park Grill. Like, are you sure you have to leave?
Yeah, because honestly, a D pic isn't going to do anything for me unless I'm in love with
right.
you.
And even then.
It looks not the best.
No, like,
I can imagine.
I have one and I don't like, kudos on you gals, man. Like, gross.
Yeah.
At least he went to the bathroom, I guess.
No, but I mean,
didn't just shoot it down his pants.
She left early and paid.
Just completely missed the signs.
And he's like, are you sure you gotta go? Like, what?
As if she'll come running back in.
Hold up.
Say less. I saw that.
I know Tiek has a story, but let's get to Lauren real quick. Lauren?
Yai.
Dating disaster. What happened?
Yeah, so this was about 20 years ago before Parker was like really super developed, right?
Parker.
And I meet this guy in the AOL chat room, which was the first problem, right?
Oh my gosh, TBT.
And so he has me drive all the way, and it's like the butt end of Parker, to pick him up. And this is New Year's Eve, and we get down to Main Street, and nothing's open because it's New Year's Eve. And he's like, well, I could like buy you a soda at McDonald's or something. And so he literally took me to McDonald's and brought me a soda and bought me a soda. And I was coming down with like a really bad cold and I was really not feeling well. So I was like, I begged out. I'm like, you know, I'm just not feeling really well. Let's do this again. I drop him back off at his apartment and he tries to kiss me. And I was like, no. And then he's like, come on. And I'm like, I'm sick. I don't want to get you sick. I don't. And so he gets out of my car and he's like, fine, I guess I'll never see you again. And just slams the door and goes into his apartment building. And I was like, cool. I'll never see you again too.
And now they're married.
No. I don't
like him. I don't like that aggressive behavior.
I know that McDonald's and Parker well. Drinks aren't that expensive. No reason for him to be.
You picked him up. Like, what?
Yeah, why did you pick him up?
I don't understand.
He said his car was in the shop. He probably didn't even have one.
Yeah, no
way. I was like 22. I didn't, you know?
We do the worst things when we're 22 and the worst men.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. Tiak?
I was home from school, so it was kind of a weird in-between thing, and there was another girl who was home from school, so I took her out. We went to Pizza Hut. This is the one. Yeah, this is which is fine. It was a Wing Street Pizza Hut. I should have said that.
We should have clarified. Yeah.
It's Iowa though. That's right. Probably like taking her to.
Yeah, I wore like a tie. Oh, what do you want?
No, you did not. Oh, thank God. That makes Pizza Hut so much worse if you're wearing a tie. God.
But I used the coupon at Pizza Hut. There was an issue.
You did?
I did it real low key. There was an issue, so they had to come back. I'm like, sir, your coupon is coming. I'm like, no. Enough with the don't bring it up. She was a little turned off by that. Then afterwards, I think I clearly set the tone that was trying to cheap out a little bit. I was like, let's just go. I know a great place we can like lay. I brought a blanket. I'm like, we can just look at the stars. We can just talk.
My favorite first aid activity. Lay. Yeah.
I'm kind of tired already. So we're laying in this field. It was in my neighborhood.
She went for it?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God, because you bought her pizza?
No, because I'm
cute. On a coupon?
I'm cute. Cute enough to get the second, but not cute enough because then the guy who lives in the neighborhood, like the HOA head guy, comes running over to the empty field and is like, you guys can't just lay here. What are you doing? Who are you? And then I had to get up and be like, I live here. My parents are now. And he's like, oh, Tyler? No, you? And he's like, who are you with? I'm like, oh, it was super embarrassing. Like, we got kicked out of laying
you
in the ground.
You were the disaster.
Yes!
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Do you want to talk about...
Yes.
Is this to hurt my feelings?
No, I'm just so curious... Like, I feel like I have been in this place as well. And if I was a guessing woman, maybe T-Hack has as well.
It's,
what?
There's a,
what?
I've never heard of this dating term before today. And it's as new. Soon as I read it, I was hoping you guys wouldn't see it. It's called pocketing. And pocketing. I've definitely been pocketed.
It's kind of like.
Is that like where you walk with your hand in their back pocket and, you know, down the mall, you kind of. Feeling each other's butts.
Do you have two women on either side of you there?
Well, no,
he had both hands out.
Well, I'm showing, like, you know what I'm talking
depending
about.
Which...
Instead of holding hands, you have your hand in their back pocket. They have their hand in your back pocket.
I don't like that.
Can I just say that seems wildly uncomfortable?
It does.
It is.
I hate, don't put your arm around me while we're walking.
Really?
Oh. Hands only. I gotta move, man. Yeah, I don't need the weight on me.
Here's a weird thing. You strike me as a sweaty-handed person. Listen.
Offended.
Can I say this? You don't actually.
Oh.
But I know you're going to hurt my feelings with the pocketing stuff. So I tried to get a preemptive strike in.
I will say early on in dating my fiance, I was still kind of not sure like where this was going to go.
You pocketed him?
No.
You did.
We were on like a kind of hike and he held my hand and I said, okay, that's good. My hand's getting sweaty. That was the day I decided I was going to fall in love with him, though. So,
hold on. That. Okay. We're going to get to pocketing. But
yeah.
You're so jacked up in the head that you made a conscious decision that today's the day I begin the process of falling in love with him.
No. So we had gone on this hike and it was like our fifth date. And I was just feeling like he's such a good person. But I worried that he was almost too nice. It was like a real thing because I'd only dated jerks. So we went on this hike and then.
He's like bulky, tatted up, like.
I know.
He doesn't strike, like I would not pick the nice guy out of the crowd. Where's Waldo, nice guy? I'm not picturing your fiancé as the guy.
Yeah.
Yes, but he really liked me. And it was so off-putting because I wasn't used to that. So then we went and had drinks and I asked him point blank, are you like wanting to have kids? And he looked back at me and said, only if it's with the right person. And in a way telling me like, you might be that. And something changed, like literally my brain flipped and I was like, oh, I'm in for it with this guy.
Wow.
Just from that response.
We were having like a deep conversation and that came up and it was like, yeah, that response, I think I was like, I think he's saying I'm the right person. Which, by the way, jokes on him, I'm going to be a scary mom.
But, no, he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
He knew from the sweaty hands. Like, oh, what did I tell her?
Ew. Okay, so did you pocket him though before that?
No, because there was no, like, there was no social media to be had in those first 5 dates. And pocketing is kind of when you keep your significant other off social media, in a way hiding them. Like, people don't know about them because there's no photos of them. But that's the thing early in relationships now. You got to wait till the hard launch.
Okay, but here's what I'm going to say. First off, I pocket every human I've ever dated or married because I don't really do social media. Do you realize how much better my life is than your life?
Yeah, it's cool. But I feel that I don't have a choice.
Yeah, trying to get this guy to add me on LinkedIn. It's a decades-long process.
We are friends on LinkedIn.
We are.
Never forget, I got a midnight friend request from him.
I don't know how that happened. I swear to God. I wasn't... It was. I think it was one of those like people you may know things.
Why were you on Facebook at midnight after many, many drinks? That part makes me sad.
Probably looking for women. I don't know. No. Okay. Here's my point.
Yes.
I pocket everybody because I don't have social media.
Yeah.
But I've dated a couple of people longer than a normal amount.
Longer than 5 dates where there would be no posting anyway.
Yes. But even on those 5 dates, I've dated people who take pictures of their food everywhere they go, take pictures of their hike. I mean, I'm like, I hiked Hanging Lake and it's like, here's our Insta and there's our Hanging Lake pictures.
But you're nowhere to be found.
I'm not in any of them.
Mm. So it gives the impression that she might have gone alone. Like she wasn't even on a date at all.
Correct.
Let alone. Yeah.
So there was no like soft launch even. It was full blown pocket.
And we are saying I love you.
What?
Yes. And I'm not on social media.
Well, how would you feel if 6 dates in, you're starting to really like her, you guys are getting 10 dates in, you're like, this is getting more serious. How would you feel if she was like, I'd like to take a picture and post it on my social media and say that we're dating?
I have a weird response to that. Okay. No, here at the time, I have to let down everything right now.
Okay.
We had not announced that I was getting a divorce on the show.
Oh.
Because I needed to get through the legal stuff because we were fighting over stuff. So I sort of pocketed myself.
Yeah, you did.
In that it's like, you can't say, but we can be on a hike.
A married man on a hike with a single woman and not his wife?
You're right.
So this may have been your own fault.
Oh my God, now I can't feel sorry for myself.
That's good. This is good. But I've been pocketed.
No, because since then I've dated other people too. And I've definitely not on their social media.
Was it a kind of relationship where you could be publicly dating?
What are you asking? Is
I'm just saying.
Is it because they were a child?
No.
Like, what? I don't understand.
Was it appropriate for you to be dating this person? Never mind.
Was it my wife?
No, but yes, you know who it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was
appropriate. It would have been. But given your circumstance, probably not.
Okay, so see, this is why I'm like, maybe you just keep finding relationships where you have to be pocketed. I think we just like had some therapy here. You need to find emotionally available people and you need to be emotionally available.
I don't like emotionally
available. And that's the answer.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Where do we stand on Disney in this room?
I love Disney, but I am not a Disney adult. I feel that needs, you know, I don't have kids, so the fact that I love Disney is a little weird.
Would you go before you have kids?
Yeah,
if it was comped?
I've been a couple of times comped.
Okay.
Without kids, and it's so fun. You go to California Adventure, you drink around the...
Yeah, you can drink in the one park, right? And not in the other one, yeah.
I've only been to the Florida one. I've been there twice, and I love it. I would go all the time, because I like the shows and stuff.
The show?
Yeah, I like all the I'm a theater guy.
What
are
you seeing?
I don't really like the rides because you just stand in line forever. But they have like Lion King comes out and they dance and sing and like I like that stuff.
You're telling me you go to Disney? I feel like we just learned one of those facts where you're like, are you a serial killer? About to you go to Disney World and you go,
yeah.
the rides aren't for me. I want to watch the shows.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you pay the ticket to go in.
Yeah.
Okay. They do I love that. For
yeah.
You.
They do the car show where they do all the jumps, like the stunt cars. They do the Indiana Jones show where the big rock comes out and almost gets him.
Slacker, have you been to World or Land?
Both.
Okay. I've only been to Land. So they don't quite do that.
Oh, I've only been to World. So maybe okay.
they that's do
the thing.
Do that, Erica. But you know what? You're not insane. So you didn't even look for the, like, where is that in the park? I don't care. I'm going to the Matterhorn where cool people are.
You can do a roller coaster anywhere. The ride is, but you can't see the show. Matterhorn. This is the best of the best. You know what it takes to be cast in a Disney production?
Not a lot.
It's the best.
Are we finding that this was your dream once?
Once. Are they hiring now? I do it. Of course. I'll be a Simba.
No, yeah, can I don't want to get weird, but like, I want to explain how radio works. So we all have jobs and we work in radio in Denver, Colorado, which is market number
18.
18. Right. But then as we go up, market number one is New York. Number two is LA. Three is probably San Fran. Whatever.
Three is Chicago. Four is San Fran.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... when you first start in radio, you think to yourself, someday, if I'm good enough, I can be on in the number one market in New York. And then you go to New York and listen to the radio and go, these guys are just from here. They're not better than me. They're not good. They're just, like, some guys work their way up. But, like, I've listened to, like, Seacrest didn't go through... Didn't Billings, Montana, work his way up to Wichita, Kansas, and all of a sudden get L.A.? He's kind of from L.A. and he just...
No, he's from Atlanta. I only know this because I worked for him. He's from Atlanta. And then he was a TV guy who they brought to radio. So you might have your facts.
No, but
up.
I'm just saying, like, when I've listened to, like... Mm-hmm.
Wait, but with so what Disney I'm saying in mind, is I don't think that's how it is.
I do. Like, I just... Like, when I've listened to L.A. radio, I'm like, these guys aren't... better. Like, and
no, I'm not.
And the same with Disney. That's like that they didn't start at Ehrlich's Theater in Denver and work their way up. Okay. Like you, like when you're like, do you know how hard it is to get cast? No, he's just a guy who, a barista at Starbucks, and they're like, you know, you look enough like Prince Charming. Come on over to Disney.
No, maybe to be in the Goofy suit or whatever. Right. Maybe to be one of those guys, but not. Not in one of the productions
you
where you're singing and
hard?
Dancing. I do, and I think it's like the farm team for Disney Channel, Disney movies.
No
Disney.
Way.
I think
nobody
it is.
Ever. Nobody on
maybe
Wizards
not
of,
with the Disney Channel.
Yeah,
Disney
nobody
movie.
Worked there. Ariana Grande wasn't like
she was Nickelodeon. Get it right.
Was she really?
Yes, Selena, Demi, Miley. Those were your Disney girls.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
I
Say
wanted
again?
To be a Disney Channel star. And my parents didn't put me in acting. So that's on them.
And you're saying you're not a Disney adult.
No, that's different.
That's not different.
Disney Channel just, and okay. Disneyland are very okay. different things.
Here's what I wanted to get to eventually. TAC, your children are getting of the age where you're going to miss it.
No.
Do you think that's... Oh, cause
you can age out.
Well, we've talked about this because you try to time it for the right. You don't want her to be too young where she doesn't remember it.
Right.
But you don't want him to be
too
old.
You don't want your son to be too old to be like, well, I don't care about the Minions anymore.
Are you ever
the
too old, though?
Minions are not Disney. They're Universal.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're right. We did that right, too, because you can when you go to Disney World or Disneyland, it's a short hop to get to the other park.
Yes.
My God, are you like,
well,
say again, you're not a Disney adult.
Disneyland is pretty far from Universal Studios Hollywood.
Okay, is it really?
Yeah, it's like at least an hour.
Oh my God. So just one day you do Disneyland and the next day you do whatever.
Yes. I did this as a child.
Okay. My point is, will you take your kids at all? At this point, it kind of seems like you're not going
to
do it.
I would love to do it, but it just seems like it's getting more and more expensive. Like there's a story about the guy getting breakfast. It was almost $1,000.
I'm trying to figure that out. It was $937 for Disney Princess breakfast.
This was a family of five. And the Disney
How
Princess
do you get...
breakfast was like a character breakfast. So you're having breakfast and the princesses are coming around. I haven't done one of these, I swear. I just know of them.
I mean, I know eggs are expensive, but $1,000 for breakfast seems...
It was $142 per person.
And especially,
that's extreme.
It's the first thing of the day, and then you just go, okay, let's go spend some more money, kids.
But here's the thing, dude.
Andrew already had to buy tickets into the park.
The deal is, like, your daughter, if she's into, like, Moana, is that Disney?
Well, we've seen Moana is at Disney. Mm-hmm. We've seen Hazel in Minnie Mouse stuff. Like she's
Minnie
into
Minnie Mouse
it.
Comes out, bro, and, like, hangs out with her while she's eating her scrambled eggs and pancakes. Like, if
Mickey pancakes.
Yeah. Like, you can't not do it. I know it's $1,000 just like poof. And you're like, that is five pairs of Jordans.
At or least, like, yeah. How many days of work is that?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like 8 years.
Yeah. It's like, but you have to do it. Because I'm going to tell you, like, I bought my daughter the experience of Bibbidi Bobbidi
Boutique.
That. Where they...
She just knows that.
I have been many times. I lived in LA and then I grew up in California, uh-huh. Okay?
Uh-huh. Not a Disney adult, though. Mm-hmm. But dude, by the way, I just found out, like, right when you get there, they're just like, oh my God, you have such, we just saw this the other day. I remember them taking her and they're like, you have such beautiful hair. And they just started stroking her hair and doing all these, because they're going to braid it and do all this stuff. I just found out she was wearing gloves when she did it. They're checking for lice.
Oh, what?
They won't even let you in the back. That first thing, like, you're so pretty. And they're like, they're going through your kid's hair, but they're doing it under, like, look how pretty you are. And they're like,
wow. Genius. This is why you have to pay the big bucks when you go to Disney.
See, high standards.
It was like $600 to get her to dress. But they dressed her like Ariel. They gave her a wand and then she got to meet Ariel.
That's like pretty cool.
It might be too much though. I didn't do a lot of those like extra things when I was young and I still had a great time. Why?
I know, but look at you. Like you're unfulfilled. Like I think the fact that they didn't buy you Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Yeah. Boutiques.
Yeah. Yeah. And you might have lice. We don't know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
Nine.
I was really excited about this thing we're going to do around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
For the Cherry Creek Arts Fest.
Yeah.
And I'm not now.
What?
Sorry. Now what? I'm so excited. I'm you guys, this is gonna be the most fun thing we've ever done.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I'm gonna say this. I didn't get yelled at. I got chastised by the woman from the Cherry Creek Arts Festival. I went down there before the show today.
Okay.
And like walked around and she was like, "What's your favorite part of Cherry Creek Arts Festival?" I've never been.
Oh.
Because it's over the 4th of July and I always try, like in radio, there's two times a year where they go, if you're going to take a vacation, you got to take it right now.
4th of July and
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas slash New Year's.
That's it.
Okay, can we explain what we're doing before you go into this whole thing
Absolutely
of how you were there?
Absolutely we can.
We're doing a silent disco.
Woo!
In the middle of the street, I mean, which is going to be blocked off. You're so stupid. Okay.
I've done so many. As a DJ, I've done so many.
You have?
Yeah. There used to be a bar in Iowa. It was called Hush. And it was all a silent disco the whole time. So you would walk in, you'd be like, "What's going on here?" Oh, it's silent. Like nobody's. There's no music playing.
I don't like that in a building for some reason. There's something. It feels like the zombie apocalypse when you're a person not wearing the headphones. Like you walk up on it, and you're like, "What?"
I don't appreciate that. I don't want you talking about scary things.
No. Okay. There's not going to be zombies at the Cherry Creek Arts Fest.
Okay.
But it makes ordering your drink a lot easier because you just take your headphones off. You're like, I'd like a Jack and Coke, please.
I am looking for another glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh my God. She's going to do that anyway because she's not going to take her headphones off. It's going to be.
Yeah.
So let's just plug our sister station too.
Okay.
On July 4th at Cherry Creek Arts Festival, KS1075 and Tasha Makia are going to be down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know
Friday.
If 5-8's coming or not. That's Friday. From 6 to 8.
Yes.
Silent Disco. And then the next night, 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
Same time.
Saturday.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. We're going to be down there.
And ooh. What are our cross streets?
We are at 2nd and Fillmore.
Look for the booze. Look for the food. You'll probably find us.
Yeah, here's why I'm so excited.
That's how I live my life. Okay. But
I think you're tapping into why I got more excited.
What?
We are literally standing. The intersection of 2nd and Fillmore. Like, going north on Fillmore is the food.
Right.
Ooh.
Going south on Fillmore is the booze.
Ooh.
And you go a little farther south on Fillmore is where there's a concert stage, and that concert's going to happen like when we're done.
Right.
Oh, so you don't even have to miss anything.
You don't miss
come
anything.
Come hang out with us, have fun, and then, yeah, that's
so
awesome.
So here's my suggestion. Like, go to Cherry Creek Arts Festival, walk around.
Right.
By the way, 2nd Fillmore, I don't know if you know this, but right there is State and Liberty. That's where I buy most of my clothing.
Oh, you were trying to tell my fiance
about
this
my
place.
God, if he comes to this,
he's coming with
me. He's going to go in and shop, and he's going to think he will look so. He was wearing.
I don't need him spending like $700 while I'm working.
The T-shirt he was wearing when we went to Edgewater Inn or whatever looked like a State and Liberty. I know he went on the cheap. It's an Amazon.
It was a Costco.
Costco, whatever. It's going to fall apart.
And I knew a man who shops for clothes at Costco.
But can we do one of those things where he tries on? He comes out of the dressing room.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God! Yes. Montage.
Yeah. No,
montage.
Silent.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
You look great. Anyway, so here's what I suggest. You come down there, you walk around, you look at all the art, you look at all the stuff, then you grab some food.
Right.
Get your energy.
Don't like that sound.
Okay. Then go grab some booze.
Hate that sound more.
And then dance with us.
Awesome. Right. Yeah.
And then take the headphones off when you're done and go to the concert.
Yes, but you'll have to say nice things about Erica's fiance as he comes out of State and Liberty.
Just, modeling.
Just really quietly.
Yeah.
This one's a keeper.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know. I just know this is going to go bad, so I'm just trying to delay it as long as humanly possible.
You're just mentally preparing to get absolutely whooped.
You're not going to whoop me. You think the listeners are going to whoop me for this?
I think everyone's going to whoop you for this.
Our dogs, 303-222-5423. That's the number to text into.
Our dogs what?
Our dogs family?
Yes.
Or are they property?
How would you feel if someone was like, "Well, Slacker's not really my family. He's more like my property."
I understand why you feel the way you do. And from an emotional standpoint, I am with you 1,000%.
Yeah, like my dog changes my day. He's being bad. Yes. I have a bad day. If he's being good, I have a great day. Children are probably much like that, right, Diak?
Yeah, they can definitely make your day harder or awesome, depending on. I had a struggle with nap time today, and that kind of threw me off. Yeah. So, point taken.
If your child gets struck by a car.
Oh my gosh. I don't even like there's going
it would bring
there.
Down the day. Yeah, like, for sure.
I don't even like when you bring these things up because I'm like, you're manifesting.
I'm not. Like, Erica, you're allowed to talk about things without it being trying to pull it down from the heavens. It's like.
The other day told me that
you're going to die.
No. And I'm like, you're manifesting that
I'm
to happen.
I'm not manifesting you dying. I'm just trying to get you ready.
I don't want
to
be ready. I want to live blissfully unaware.
I just found out she talked to her therapist about me because I told her she's going to die.
And I said, I don't need to know that. That's literally
everyone needs to know
none
that.
Of my business.
You got to live like you're dying.
I think I do. Except for when I get stressed out.
Right. Which is constant. Like, you being stressed means you're not prepared.
I'm too worried about tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not. Who cares about tomorrow? You might not even make it.
But see, I don't want to manifest.
See, that's what I'm saying. So just forget about it and, like, let's go. Anyway, so back to your kid being struck by a car. Should there be. No, I can't even ask her because I know what she's going to say.
Okay, ask Tia.
Should there be different ramifications if you're walking along the street and somebody hits your kid? Is it a different scenario if they hit your dog?
Legally?
This is what I'm talking. Hello? That's what I'm talking about.
Emotionally?
It doesn't.
Probably not.
No. I don't see a difference either. If, like, somebody sued because, like, they're emotionally distraught over watching a dog get run over.
It wasn't just any dog.
I know it
was
a dachshund.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm
That's
so
why
upset.
She's all like, ugh.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Your dog's going to die.
I wish you wouldn't manifest that. He is a baby.
Right.
And someday he might when die he's 17, age. I'll say, you know what? He probably is.
Right.
Someday.
But he's going to die. And it won't be the same as your kid dying. It won't.
Oh my gosh. See, I don't like any of this.
All I'm saying is you just have to. Where are you, Tiak? I think, no, never mind. Here's the thing.
it's not the same.
This room is so divided because you don't care about, like, you want to help your dogs get to the Rainbow Bridge. You're drawing them a map.
Run in traffic. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
With the kids. Take the kids with you. Okay.
No, go ahead.
It's just different. It is. I think it's just like if a bunny runs into the road and you run it over, sad, not great, but you're not going to jail.
Are you going to jail?
Why? Do you come to my neighborhood? There's so many bunnies.
We got bunnies in my neighborhood too. They're so cute.
They are cute, but they're eating
their little cottontail.
They're killing your grass. Like, I'm not saying I try to kill them, but I'm not sad.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, here's the reason I think that for me, my dog is 100% the same as my child. It's because I don't have kids.
Got it.
So right now, if something happened to one of T-Hack's children and something happened to Swanson, that would feel the same for me. Someday when I have kids,
no,
it will probably be different.
Okay. Then here's what I want to do. Take your emotions out of it.
No.
And, no, I'm saying from a legal standpoint, should the guy driving the car that runs over your dog suffer the same penalty for running over Swanson, your dog, as he would when he also runs over.
Don't say
which
their
one
names.
Of your kids you want me to hit?
Do you know their names?
Okay. I do. Okay, it's both of them. That's what you
Tread
get.
Tread carefully,
That's
Erica. He's in a mood.
Should it be the same?
No, but there
that
should
don't
be.
Stop. That's it then.
No, but there should be legal action for the dog, and I don't think there currently is.
This but judge.
Justice for Swanson!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
this is going to be a surprise to no one, but I do have a gripe with the men in the room. And really with men in general, including my fiance.
For what?
Slacker.
I just, it is something
I'm
that
not her fiance,
done wrong.
By the way.
No, but you're the man in the room.
No.
Oh, and the boy in the room.
Okay.
It is not fair.
Oh, boy.
It is not fair how much women put into looking great. Or even just looking okay.
No, you do not get to lay this at our feet. You don't.
But let me explain.
Okay.
So we are getting our engagement photos done this week.
Yeah.
I have put myself through the ringer. I got a facial. I got my nails done. I got my hair done. I got a spray tan. I had to clean my ring. I'm getting my makeup done the actual day of.
Okay.
And my fiance, he got a haircut.
Yep. Yeah.
And he honestly could have gone without the haircut.
Correct.
My buddy's got some clippers. We'll take care of it.
Yeah. Okay. And finish it.
And that's
our fault?
Well, it's not your fault. I guess it's like the world's fault. But it's like, why
it's
don't
not the
men
world's fault.
Put more of an extra effort into things like this?
Because look at us. We don't need to.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't even think it's that. It's your fault. You didn't do any of that for him.
Well,
you didn't do one of those things.
He loves when I'm tan. He loves when my hair is freshly done. He does like my nails being done. I mean, he doesn't like ask me to go do this stuff though.
Correct.
But what do you mean I didn't do any of this for him?
You didn't.
It's not about who you do it for. You're going to say it's because I did it for me.
It might not even be for you, but it's for your kind. You didn't do it for, like, when you try to make yourself look next level, you're not doing it for him because he would jump your bones after you just got hit in the face with a shovel and you've rolled around in cow manure. He would still jump your bones.
Maybe not the cow manure.
You want to bet?
No,
he just took a business trip, right? He was away for a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should have tested it. You should have rolled around in some cow manure and then stepped on a rake. Hoopong! Right in the face. And he'd have been like, baby, you look good.
He did tell me like 100 times yesterday when he got home how great I look. But I had fresh hair, fresh nails, spray tan, and a facial.
Okay.
So it worked.
Well, I think it's kind of unfair the other way because as a guy, I just look how I look. And I have to deal with that. I don't get to look.
What could we possibly do?
I'm ugly. I'm not or whatever. Like you just are what you are. How do I improve it?
What could he like? I just saw the thing where the women are now putting Sharpie on their lips.
Yeah, as lip liner. Bad idea.
Why is that bad?
Very toxic. Think about that.
Then why are they doing it?
Because they're dumb.
Oh, so it's just TikTokers. It's another one of those like eat a Tide Pod.
I am not doing that.
Okay. But it
for your
stays.
Engagement photo.
I've got a Sharpie lip liner.
Draw a mustache.
Okay. Also, they're saying Sharpies are non-toxic, but I don't believe it.
Okay. But I mean, we don't, what could TX, okay. Oh. That was an accident, but it's literally happened at the moment I stared into his eyes and I was literally going to say, this is rough. Dude,
I have that.
You
kind of
are
power.
Handsome. You know that, right?
Oh, thank you.
You both are.
No, but he's handsome. Like, because he's got the perfect teeth. His beard is always coiffed. His hair is like, whoa.
But
it's like,
hair and beard are the two things that men can manipulate in order to look better, feel better, whatever. Like, if you didn't have a beard, we may not be sitting here saying you're as handsome as you are.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know that.
You wouldn't.
What would we be
saying? You would be saying, that guy looks like somebody threw a smiley face on a thumb because he has no jawline.
Okay.
Great teeth, though.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a man getting in trouble for something we do at work every day.
Suck.
Okay. I've got a story of a man getting in trouble more than once, and he made it worse.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is from Florida.
Let's go!
This is the most Florida man thing that could happen. So this man named Joe, who is from Florida, was arrested after sneaking into a stranger's home.
Okay.
Turns out in the home, he cooked dinner, ran a bath. He had holed up there for days.
What?
Huh?
Well, the problem is he admitted that he broke into that home and was essentially squatting because he got in a fight with his wife and he was afraid to go home because
men are losers. Because what?
Oh, because men are losers.
No, sorry,
he was charged with felony, unarmed burglary, misdemeanor, petite theft, and domestic battery.
If you don't want to go home to your wife, sometimes you gotta, if you don't have a he shed.
What is happening back
that
here?
That was him breaking in.
Wow, it lasted a while.
How much trouble do you have to get in not to sleep on your couch? You got to go sleep on the neighbor's couch.
Yes.
And they don't even know about it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't fault this guy. So wait, I don't know if you know what we're doing here. This is called Stupendously Stupid Stories. And you told
Stupendously Stupid.
A person who just made the right decision and got away from his wife for a bit.
I think he's an innovator.
And after fighting with his wife, he then got felony, unarmed burglary, petite theft, and domestic battery, which tells me things were not good there.
He took a bath. He made some food. All right.
Okay.
All right.
My story is in international waters, I guess. It's over the air. It's from San Francisco to London.
I know!
Pick an accent, love.
Hip, hip, king of queen. You can do the San Francisco part.
Oh my God.
There was a flight from San Francisco to London. They served dinner. They had the meal service. Mm. And they noticed during the meal service, one of the flight attendants had vanished.
Like, poof, like David Copperfield?
They couldn't find him. They said, well, he's got to be somewhere. We're in the plane. We're in the air.
They found
him in, well, they did find him in the lavatory, but he wasn't pooping. Instead, he was nude and dancing. Something we do here every day.
Wait,
and all of a sudden, it's a big deal. I don't get it.
Wait, was he like drugged or something? Why was he nude dancing on the job?
He was having the solo dance party mid-flight.
Okay.
They arrested him. They don't say it's believed drugs were involved, but it's not clarified. They deemed him unfit for duty.
He was unfit for anything that day.
Yeah. But if, like, the Backstreet Boys started or something, how are you going to leave your clothes on?
Thank you.
And not dance?
I've done it often.
So we'll teach us.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Those are all the stupid and naked people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.